The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. The show concentrates tonight on the warfighting, potential, actual, historical. The potential is Iran and the face-off between the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Air Force, all the services, plus the CIA, plus everybody else working to unseat or discomfort or dislodge or end the regime of the mullahs in Tehran. At the same time, the news from Tehran is horror. Thousands dead. Colleague Malcolm Honlein noted the number 60,000 as possible. Executing people that were taken to hospital and wounded, chasing down doctors who treated the wounded. Who's doing this? The killing the Afghan Shia, the Iraqi Shia, the Hezbollah brigades, the IRGC, all manner of unloosed gunmen. The Iranian people at this point are reduced to buying back the bodies of their dead. The number is various, but it's a great deal of money, given the inflation and the grotesque currency that they now hold because of the severe sanctions. There's talk of a possible replacement for the mullahs. Just talk. And then there's the war fighting that's underway right now in and around Israel. Hamas has not surrendered. Syria is a tangle. Noted that the ISIS jails have now opened as the Syrian Kurdish forces, Syrian defense forces withdraw. And ISIS is sworn to kill al-Qaeda, and along with everybody else, they're homicidals. Al-Shara is al-Qaeda. So he has obliged Turkey to put pressure on the Kurds to release these ISIS jails that they no longer guard. Bill Raggio and I talked to Ahmed Shaarawy about this. None of it adds up. And treating Syria as a rebuilding sovereign power is the emperor has clothes on. It's a jihadist chaos. With the Alawites on the coast, with the Druze in the south, with the Russians at a base and a naval base and an air base, the Turks on the northern border, the Israelis on the southern border, America now withdrawing its forces that were based inside Syria or inside Jordan along the border, anticipating that they would be a target for Iran when and if the combat begins there. Also talked to Edmund Fitton Brown of FDD about the Houthis. If the Houthis were not solved with air power, how will Iran be solved by air power? There's no easy answer. David Ayoub joins to feature the quadcopters that are now being used along the Israeli-Lebanon border, dropping stun grenades when somebody comes too close to the border, within 1 kilometer or 10 kilometers. So a form of drones, these are childlike play toys, but not with stun grenades. David even reports that they have a recorded message from the quadcopters to get back from the border. You're too close. Other subjects include John Hardy summarizing where we've been in the first, where we've come from in the first 4 years. Bill Raggio and I remembered those first days, the perception of Kyiv and in Ukraine being overrun by Russian armor columns ended quickly as a column got stuck on its way to Kyiv. 4 years later, the casualty number that I had from other sources. I tried for John Hardy. I said 1.2 million wounded, missing, or dead for the Russians. 1.2 million in 4 years of war. And the battlefield now favors the defensive, favors those with attack drones and other devices. An endless war that Putin insists on fighting to what end? Impossible to say. And potential conflicts include the always threatening moments throughout the Ummah of a breakdown in order, Hamas breakdown, Lebanon, Beirut, Hezbollah breakdown. I mentioned Syria. There's no easy handle here on the conflict. Discussing with Gordon Chang and Blaine Holt, a new aircraft, J-35, that the PLA is showing off. Here's the twist. It's a copycat of the F-35, except, puzzlingly, it doesn't have the same performance numbers. Blaine explains why. Though the Chinese are good at stealing, they're not good at reverse engineering. Why? Because things get left out as it moves up the command chain. Missing pieces. Why? I can't answer that part. I'm just repeating what Blaine told me. General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired. The F-35 is the J-35 with missing pieces. One missing piece is the armor, the bay doors for where your armory is. They had to go light on carrying weapons because they spend so much on the engines and the fuel. Just not quite the F-35, which itself was grotesquely over budget. I'm reminded that the J-35 and the F-35 both remind of the B-29, famous bomber won the war. Well, it was a nightmare to fly. They joked that the B-29 was trying to kill me more than the Japanese. However, Air Force projects too tend to run overboard. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. A lot of war fighting. Depending on how the week goes, there'll be more. But right now, this was a summary of all the battlefields that I could reach in one conversation. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.